Republican Party. Here's my firm belief. America's not divided on this, Mike. 70% of Americans, including Republicans, will support an earned pathway to citizenship over a 13-year period where you get in the back of the line, learn a language, and pay a fine. So to the Republican Party, this is a chance to improve our economy, reduce the deficit by $890 billion, to get border security you'll never see in your lifetime, to regain our sovereignty.
Lindsey Graham, you're a traitor. You're a Benedict Arnold. Oh, was the mic open? How do you like that? Gee, that was an open mic moment to the Savage Nation. I had no idea you'd actually hear my real feelings about Lindsey Graham and the other false Republicans. Play Blue Monday, will you? Louder, louder, louder. It's Monday. They don't want to hear any of this. They heard it all. They know everything. They've got many barbecues to go to. The big barbecue in the sky, they go. I have to ask you a question. Since we know that the fix is in and that the lobbyists called senators have been bought for and paid for by the Mexican lobby, by the China lobby, picture the number of immigrants waiting to become citizens and all the benefits they're going to get, and you'll know who bought them. Just look at the blocks in terms of ethnicity, race, country of origin, and you'll know who paid off these senators through front and backroom deals. So the question is this. While the Obama junta is on a junket to Africa, no doubt awaiting word on Nelson Mandela's health, let's pray Nelson Mandela lives another 20 years, but God forbid Nelson Mandela should die. Strangely enough, while Obama is there, could you imagine how the scandals might just disappear with the national and international attention paid to our president, who just happens to be in Africa at the time that Nelson Mandela, God forbid, might pass away? That would be horrible, wouldn't it? And at this time, the illegitimate Senate votes to flood America with 30 million illegal aliens on a procedural vote. The thing is, we cannot afford unilateral U.S. concessions to the Mexican and other illegal lobbyists and a total betrayal of American interests, in plain English. But I have to ask you a question. Why do you oppose amnesty for illegal aliens? Is it racial? I mean, let's look at this truthfully. If it was 30 million Irishmen and Eastern Europeans, French, Spanish, English, Dutch, whatever, Russians waiting to come in, would you oppose amnesty just as certainly as you oppose it for the primarily illegal aliens from Mexico? You have to ask yourself that question. Is it really a racial issue, as the racists would tell you, or is it some other issue? For me, it's an economic issue. It doesn't really matter to me where they're from. I mean, the truth is, it does matter in a way. In a way, it does matter. I'd like to see educated people coming to America with skills that we need, not people who are going to knock 16 babies out and put them on welfare and instant voting registries. I mean, the fact of the matter is, it's an economic issue for me. I have a friend whose daughter has medical problems, and he's a poor man. He's a lovely person, and she receives social services. He sent me a list today from the state of California Health and Human Services Agency, California Department of Social Services. He said, Michael, you have to see who's sucking the system dry. And this is the sheet he got. Notice of Language Services. If you do not understand this information and notification, call your county worker. You have the right to an interpreter services provided by the county at no cost to you. It is in the following 16 languages: English, Spanish, Arabic, Armenian, Cambodian, Chinese, Farsi, Hmong, Japanese, Korean, Lao, Mien, Punjabi, Russian, Tagalog, Ukrainian, and Vietnamese. This is in one state. 16 languages telling illegal aliens they have a right to rip us off and a right to an interpreter. How can such a nation survive? It can't. It's that simple. So what should I do? Get crazy over this, angry that I've been for all these years on the radio? I've tried to stop this juggernaut. It's almost impossible to stop Google and Microsoft and all of these Silicon Valley gangsters who pose as Americans. It's almost impossible to stop them as they buy our once representatives, if they ever were representatives, as cheaply as you can buy a prostitute, probably for less than you can buy a hooker in a poor neighborhood. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. They represent foreigners. They represent non-citizens. They represent nations that aren't our own. How is it possible? How could they not represent the American people? Who represents you? Is it about race, though? Is it about race? Now, Lindsey Graham, as you all know, is about the slimiest of all people in the world. I've seen this for 2 years coming. Once I found out he was a trial lawyer, I knew that he would do anything for a buck, in my opinion. Now, you have to hear Lindsey Graham, the fake Republican, saying that he has to reach out to the Hispanic community. Lindsey, how about reaching out to the non-Hispanic community? Did you ever think about reaching out to the taxpayers in this country that you allegedly represent? Listen to clip four as you hear the spineless sellout, the solenterate. I'll use a PhD word. Listen as we hear the solenterate, Lindsey Graham, in clip four.
If it fails, and we are blamed for its failure, our party is in trouble with Hispanics, not because we're conservative, but because of the rhetoric and the way we've handled this issue. I want to get reattached to the Hispanic community, sell conservatism, pass comprehensive immigration reform, and grow this party. The party's got to be bigger than Utah and South Carolina. The Hispanic community is very close to our values, but we have driven them away over this issue. Let's fix this problem for the good of the country and for the good of the party, and this bill does that, my friend.
In my day, Lindsey Graham would have been, I wouldn't say a used car dealer, because I know some very good used car dealers. In fact, I'm buying a used car right now from a very decent man, at least I think so. Would you buy a used car for Lindsey Graham? Would you buy a used Jaguar for Lindsey Graham? Let's put it this way. Would you buy a used Pinto from Lindsey Graham? I mean, Lindsey Graham is a type of silk-tongued. Who was the man who almost became vice president who I detested before he got found out? With the other wife, with the baby, John Edwards, remember him? I saw through him from day one. Not because he's from the South, I like Southerners. But he was astonishingly glib. He also had made his fortune, John Edwards did, by finding juries of the brain dead in the South. He would shop for juries that had no teeth and very little dura mater between the ears. And he would tell them that children who were born with congenital illnesses, poor babies, were not born because of congenital birth defects, but because the doctors or hospitals mishandled the birth, or the hospitals were to blame. He made millions and millions and millions of dollars, and then he figured he's so smart at getting away with rigging juries, he could run for office, and he did. He almost became vice president. That's who Lindsey Graham reminds me of. But it's one man's opinion. It's that simple. Now, you know and I know what's going on here. You know that the powers that be, mainly the Obama criminal gang, the junta. Let's put it, the junta in power. They've been called many names. I would say that the Obama junta best describes them. The junta is now on vacation on safari in Africa, as I said. And you know what's going to happen while they're there. I hinted at it before. The timing is quite suspicious for me. They're out of the country while they're remaking the demographic nature of the United States of America. There's no question there's a racial element of this amnesty deal, but the question is, why do so many people oppose it who are of the same ethnicity? Why do so many Hispanics oppose amnesty for illegal aliens, primarily those from Mexico and Central America? Can you answer that question? What do you mean he wants to get reattached to the Hispanic community? It's real easy, Lindsey. Just deport yourself to Mexico. You can get reattached to the Hispanic community. I'm sure you'd be welcome with open arms in Mexico for all the work you've done for them. Is it about race, though? Why do you oppose amnesty for illegal aliens? I have to ask, is it racial or not? You know, I have to ask you. You want to be honest with me or not? Can anyone here say it's not about race? This is one of the biggest weeks in the history of the high court, and I hope that they're not really as high as they look. And I hope that they're not all high on medical marijuana or other drugs, because it's one thing after another. After I saw what Rogers did with Obamacare, I feel it's all over anyway. I feel somebody got something on him, God knows who or what. But now that we know about the NSA spying, God only knows what they have on Roberts, if anything. You know, it could be something, right? Because he turned and voted with all the Democrats and slammed socialized medicine down our throats. But this week, there are 11 decisions coming up. Affirmative action. Well, they pushed it back down to the circuit court. They wouldn't vote on it, even though we know that affirmative action is totally unconstitutional. How about same-sex marriage? That's coming up this week, too. And it starts today. It started today. It ends at the end of the week. 11 new cases. New limits on affirmative action. Affirmative action dispute is the court's longest pending case. And the case involves that of a young white woman who was rejected to the University of Texas because she's white. They accepted people of Hispanic or black background, or ethnicity rather, with far lower qualifications or grades or whatever. And she got mad. She said, this is a violation of my rights. And it's true. Her civil rights were violated. They refused to see that today. And the court sidestepped the affirmative action case. They wouldn't hear it. So the fact of the matter is, white people have been told to sit in the back of the bus. White people have been told it's your turn to ride in the back of the bus. The court will also rule this week on the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Voting Rights Act. That's another one. The vote on the gay marriage will come up. Two gay marriage cases are the first the court has ever considered. You know what they're going to do with that. Mr. Roberts, anyone? And the other case in that is the U.S. Defense of Marriage Act, known as DOMA, which denies federal benefits to legally married same-sex couples. That's going to happen. There are several other cases this week. It's a very big deal. It's an incredible week to be in the media if you're focused on the political world, as I am. It's going to be a very big week. And just as I needed a vacation, just as I thought I was going to get out for a few days, they pulled me back in. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. Why do you oppose amnesty for illegal aliens? Is it racial? 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right to own gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
KSFO traffic, we start in Alamo, northbound 680, Livorno. Crash second lane from the left is block traffic backing up into Danville. Looks like we had an earlier problem southbound 680 in Livorno as well. Traffic is backed up into Walnut Creek from before North Main Street. Upper Deck Bay Bridge still sold out from the incline into San Francisco. Earlier problem San Mateo Bridge cleared, traffic unwinding, especially northbound 101, slow from Woodside to 92, southbound backed up into Burlingame. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Celebrate Independence Day with Hot Talk 560 KSFO at the Kiwanis 4th of July Parade in Danville. Presented by Heller Jewelers. See KSFO's Katie Green and Mascot Troop in this year's parade through downtown Danville, kicking off at 9 a.m. The Kiwanis 4th of July Parade in Danville is sponsored by Stone Valley Center in Alamo, Goldstein and Wright Accountancy Corporation, Fremont Bank, and the San Ramon Valley Times. For more information, visit KSFO.com. Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future by analyzing and creating portfolios tailored directly for you. We help people prepare for retirement by analyzing what they've done already to prepare themselves and coming up with some solutions moving forward that can put them on track to meet their retirement goals. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Coming up on the next morning show, the pending immigration bill will tear it apart on a ticked off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. And look, you could get very, very agitated. People feel the country is being stolen from them, ripped out from under their feet by these gangsters. I mean, they call themselves gangsters. It's their own words. McCain et al. Called themselves the Gang of Eight. What should we conclude, that they're not a gang? It's a gang with more power than any, let us say, I almost said criminal gang, but I don't know the difference. They have more power than a criminal gang in the sense that they have a U.S. Army and CIA and NSA behind them. They have more power than any criminal gang in the country, and they're robbing us of our heritage, or as I put it, our borders, language, and culture. And I don't think anyone has defined a nation better than I have. It applies to any nation on earth. When I started in radio, I was forced to define what a nation is. And, of course, every nation is different, but yet there are unification principles of unification or principles that apply to all nations or define all nations, and they were borders, language, and culture. So now you have these sellouts erasing our border with Mexico, diluting our language by making us into a permanent bilingual, if not trilingual, nation, and erasing our culture because those who are coming here do not know what our culture is, refuse to learn what our culture is. You hear the nerve of them telling us they're going to have to learn English? I've been telling you for weeks, what does that mean? They're going to hire English police? They're going to go around and knock on the door and ask them to speak in English? Are you crazy? No one takes these clowns on. Of course, there is no opposition, as you well know. There's a single-party system with a mock two-party system. We've had an oligarchy in this country for as long as I can remember, but in the past, the oligarchy had certain firewalls on it. The oligarchy would not do anything that was not in the interest of national security. They just wouldn't. Maybe some would, but they would have been arrested by the FBI and probably put away for a long time. Now the oligarchy is the FBI. Now the oligarchy owns the NSA. There's no independent FBI, no independent NSA, no independent Justice Department. We have an oligarchy. Oligarchy. And so Obama and the junta is on a junket to Africa on a $100 million trip. Not a word. Not a peep. Not a word. Not a peep. Peep, a peep, a peep. So what can one man do? What am I supposed to do? Get excited over this? I've been doing this for 19 years. I've watched the ship go down. I feel like I'm on the back end of the Titanic. And all we're doing is playing a symphony on the back of the Titanic as it goes down. Some of us will survive and come back up from underwater. It will not be America again. Never. You will never see America again. Never. What are they going to do, empty the prisons of the 30% of illegal aliens? 30% of all prisoners are illegal aliens who came here not to work, but to kill, murder, rape, drive drunk, and run people over. Are they going to release them from the prisons? What are they doing here? You see, I mean, what are they doing here? How can this have happened in our lifetime when the Republicans allegedly have a majority in the House of Representatives? Now, it'll go to the House, and there'll be a lot of hue and cry, a great deal of sound and fury. Can they stop the dictatorship that has emerged in the White House and in the Senate? I don't know. And, you know, on another issue, which I really want to touch on Snowden, because I thought of something over the weekend. I said, wait a minute, we're hearing Snowden's a traitor from the traitors in the government media complex. The traitors in the government media complex are calling Snowden the traitor, right? So I said, wait a minute. 35 years ago, Daniel Ellsberg did the same exact thing. He stole the Pentagon Papers, and he's been lionized and turned into a hero. Remember Daniel Ellsberg? He wasn't chased around the world, even though he turned on a Democrat regime. He turned on the Johnson administration over the Vietnam War. And I thought about that, and I said, where's Daniel Ellsberg on this? He did exactly, almost exactly what Snowden did. Almost exactly, but he was lionized. This one has turned into a traitor. So I looked up Daniel Ellsberg. You're not going to believe what I found over the weekend while you were playing golf. I discovered that Daniel Ellsberg of the Pentagon Papers originally came up, was invited all over the media about the Snowden case. And Ellsberg didn't do what they thought he would do. He didn't call him a traitor. Ellsberg said he's actually a hero. And Ellsberg was never heard from again in the media. The vermin in the media then said, oh my God, what an embarrassment. We thought he was one of us. That Ellsberg must have become a right winger in the years we haven't seen him or heard from him. He must have been drinking some water somewhere that turned Ellsberg into a right winger. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowkes on Talk 560 KSFO. An internal IRS document obtained by the Associated Press shows screening of groups seeking tax-exempt status was broader and lasted longer than has previously been disclosed. The document said an investigation is still underway into why specific terms such as Tea Party, Progressive, and Occupy were reviewed. The U.S. is attempting to convince Russia to hand over a former government contractor accused of espionage. The Obama administration criticized China for allowing Edward Snowden to travel to Moscow. It has urged the Russians to do the right thing and send him back to the U.S. Taking a look at traffic, still have troubles in the San Ramon Valley, Alamo, southbound 680, northbound 680 at Livorno. A couple of different accidents. Looks like lanes are clear, but traffic backed up both directions. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, slow on the incline into San Francisco, northbound 101, slow. Pretty much Cesar Chavez onto the lower deck where you've got an accident before you get to the island. Peninsula slow, 101, both directions heading into San Mateo. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Homeowners, do you have 5 minutes to save thousands of dollars? If so, you need to call Capital Mortgage Services and talk to Stephanie. Stephanie is the queen of refis. Yes, you can still refi and save thousands on your home loan. Use the savings to pay down the principal, buy a new car, start a college fund. It's your money. Stephanie will help you refi even if you owe more than your home is worth. When you speak with Stephanie at Capital Mortgage Services, in most cases she can pre-qualify you and get you an FHA streamline refi with no appraisal. Capital Mortgage Services will even pay your closing costs, or for a better rate, you can finance the costs. But do it now. These rates won't last forever. You have 5 minutes, because a 5-minute phone call with Stephanie can save you thousands. Call Stephanie now at 800-400-8391. Capital Mortgage Services, 800-400-8391. Be sure to ask for Stephanie, 800-400-8391. Equal housing lender, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, broker 01861322, NMLS number 296169. Not all applicants qualify.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Oh, yeah, you love coffee. Everybody does. But not everybody treats their coffee the way it deserves to be treated. I mean, some people pour themselves a hot, steamy cup and then put just anything in there. Skim milk? 1%? No. If you really love your coffee, you'd stir in rich, creamy Coffee Mate. Coffee's perfect mate, baby, is what it's been yearning for all morning long.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, the pending immigration bill. We'll tear it apart on a ticked off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
The largest majority of Americans who are citizens oppose illegal aliens, amnesty for them. The lie that is coming out is that everyone wants this. No, they don't. It's big business, and the Democrat Party will benefit forever. There will never be another Republican elected. Now, why the Republicans would go along with it is quite astonishing. It's the end of the Republican Party forever. So Lindsey Graham is basically, and the others, you can't call them rhinos, call them Benedict Arnolds to their own party, to their own country. You can understand they sold out the country because there is no country to men like them. They have no country. They're men without a country. But to sell out their own party, they never get to get elected again. You mean you take an illegal alien, you say, I like you, I'm making you a citizen, they're going to vote for you? Are you crazy? That makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense. It's because they've been smeared off by the lobbyists, in my opinion. They have nothing to do with compassion, nothing at all, nothing. It's unbelievable to me how they say they're going to have to learn English to become a citizen. So what now? Obama's going to create, well, let's see, we have Obamacare, we have a new department called DHS from Bush, the Bush era, with God knows what they do other than plot to take over America and take away your guns. So now what, we're going to have Department of English Services, the DES. Maybe they could create a new division for Obama to run, the Department of English Services, and they could hire 30,000 agents to go and knock on doors and see if you'll know English. It's possible. After all, anything's possible with a government of idiots. It's not clownish. It's not idiocy anymore. It's beyond that. This is very dangerous. This is now beyond funny. This is pure, unadulterated treason and so dangerous. Snowden is nothing compared to Lindsey Graham. Snowden is nothing compared to John McCain. Nothing. They're far greater traitors, in my opinion, than Snowden is.
So I have to ask you, why do you oppose illegal the amnesty for illegals? Is it racial? I mean, ask yourself that question in the mirror. You look at Hispanics working in restaurants, for example, or doing lawns. Is it racial? Do you fear them because they're a different race than you? Why do you oppose them? You have to ask yourself that question. You must. You have to ask it. And I mean, I want to vent this out on the, I want people to vent this on the show. Be honest with me and with everyone else. Okay, so let's start with Tony in Fort Myers, Florida. Tony, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation on the amnesty for 50 million illegal aliens.
Hey, Michael, thank you. I just wanted to say one thing and ask your opinion on something. For me, it's absolutely an economic issue. I think that the influx of cheap labor will be devastating.
Who will it be? Meaning, who will lose the most from the influx of cheap labor? Who loses the most?
Well, and it goes to my second point. What I find astonishing and perplexing is that, for instance, the Congressional Black Caucus is not fighting this because I think the demographic that will suffer the most will be blacks, especially blacks.
Well, every study says that the poorest people will suffer the most, poor whites and poor blacks. But the Congressional Black Caucus does not represent the interests of poor black people. It represents, in my opinion, their own interests. It represents only the interests of the Congressional Black Caucus. That's how I see it. You know, the phrase itself is offensive to me. If I saw the Congressional White Caucus, what would that say? It's like a Ku Klux Klan. So how is the Congressional Hispanic Caucus or the Congressional Black Caucus or the Congressional Gay Caucus or whatever, how is it possible that a country can even survive any more of this shenanigans? Okay, I'm gonna get angry, and I don't want to get angry. I told you the only way I can go forward in radio from here forward, those of you who have listened to me for 19 years, I've gotten older on the air. I mean, let's be clear. My voice is as good as it was 19 years ago, if not better. My delivery is better. My punches are harder. I'm Babe Ruth now. See, I'm now Babe Ruth, not Joe DiMaggio. I don't have to knock it out of the park and run around the bases. I can walk around the bases. You understand that? I can knock them out of the park and walk around the bases. So don't expect me to just get inflamed for the sake of getting inflamed and get you upset. There are people in the business who have to do it because they've still not gotten to first base in terms of radio. I don't need to get to first base, and you don't need me to get crazy. I can do it, but I don't want to do it because I won't last. And I want to do this as long as I can do it, as long as it's still enjoyable. But the issues have become so terrible. The culture of America has so degenerated so rapidly. The culture, including the White House, has so degenerated. I'm astonished that we still have a country at all. Where is the country? Where is America? How do you define America? What, they fly a flag at the White House on July 4th? That's a country? Where is the nation? Where's borders? Where's language? Where's culture? Where? The head of the junta is on a junket to Africa. He should be arrested for what he's doing. $100 million family trip for him and his family? That's robbery. It's stealing. It's unbelievable to me. In a legitimate nation, there'd be a million people in the street demanding to be thrown out of office. And even Hispanics oppose amnesty for illegals. They don't want them here. WABC, Brian, why do you oppose amnesty for illegal aliens?
Hi, good evening, Dr. Savage. You know, up here in the Northeast, I work for the trades. I work in the electrical field. And it's not only the Mexican and Muslim persuasion that you're seeing. You're seeing a large variety of European, as in Russian, Polish, and they come here. No one really mentions much about them, but they're very illegal, and they do very shoddy work, and somehow this work is signed off and passed on in many scenarios.
Well, what do you mean as tradesmen?
As tradesmen, yes. And that's going to be another major...
I only hire American workers. I will not hire illegal aliens to do any kind of serious work.
It's something that's fallen on the wayside these days.
Electrical, I will only hire an American worker, usually someone who's trained in America and has a 20, 30-year reputation. I will never hire someone to do work like that who's not licensed and bonded. I won't do it. I'll tell you another little trick about illegal aliens. They send their money to their home country that they don't spend here. They pay no taxes. Do you know that?
It's amazing.
I have a guy who cleans my boat. I don't know whether he's legal or illegal. I can't ask him, but he only insists on being paid by PayPal. Why do they want PayPal? Because they avoid U.S. taxes that way. It burns me up. It burns me up. I've asked him, I want to pay you by check. I want to pay you by credit card. He'll only take it by PayPal. No, I'm complying with the law by not asking him his immigration status, right?
Right, I guess.
I'm not allowed to ask him. Do you know that under the EEOC, that gangster group, the EEOC, the gangster lawyers who work for Obama, do you know that you're not allowed to ask employees if they have any records of being criminals? You can't do a criminal background check on employees anymore in America? So you ask yourself, where does this end? How does this work? It's very simple how it works. The people who have anything will wind up living in gated communities with private security guards, sort of like in Brazil, behind 30-foot walls as in Portugal. Remember, Portugal was once a great empire. You don't realize that. Who remembers Portugal anymore? They once ruled the world. And when I started in radio, I'll never forget it, in 1994, I said America will become like Portugal in my lifetime. Well, I was roundly criticized by the lesser lights in the media. They didn't know what I was talking about. Oh, Portugal. They didn't understand what I was saying. The haves in Portugal live behind 30-foot walls that are 3 foot thick with armed guards at every house of people who have anything because the have-nots want to take it away from them. And there's basically no centralized central government that can support them. So America is now losing a sense of security because of the wreckage of our national security under Obama in particular. It started with Clinton. It went into first gear under Clinton. I'll never forget how it started. I'll never forget it. He was the one who first broke our borders down. Bush then furthered the damage. He was also pushing for amnesty for illegals. You understand that. He was another, quasi-conservative. Not even, I don't think he had a scintilla of conservative. Who knows? You know, who knows what a conservative, what does it mean conservative? I don't even like the word conservative. It's lost its meaning. To me, the word nationalistic is far more critical to me. I believe in nationalism. I'd love to see a nationalist party. I've said to you, if I were younger, I would start a nationalist party and I'd run. I wouldn't win, but I can garner 12, 15, 18% of the vote in a very short period of time with a very strong slate of people. And at least we'd have a voice. Right now, that we have no voice anywhere. We'd have a voice. I'd like to see a nationalist party in America. And we'd have representation, whether we would have power. Nah, we wouldn't have a lot of power. We'd have some power because for a coalition to form, both Dems and Repubs would come to us for the votes. If we had 18 out of the 100 Senate seats, which could happen, don't say it couldn't happen. Those 18 votes would become quite critical if they were nationalist party votes. And then both parties would have to come to you as they do in a parliamentary system and try to get you in a coalition, which means they'd have to bargain with you and they'd have to give you something of what the people want who are nationalists. Right now we have zero representation. We have two fraudulent parties. The Democrats are 100% Democrat Socialist Party. They are the Democrat Socialist Party USA. The Republicans are a liberal Democrat party. There's almost no Republican conservative party whatsoever. There's maybe 5-10 people who represent any conservatism in this country. As far as nationalism, tell me who represents nationalism. Name one senator who represents borders, language, and culture. Name one who's ever mentioned borders, language, and culture. They don't even know what it means. They must know what it means. They've read my books. My books have been around for a long time. So that's the story. And I hope to stay on the radio as long as I have the heart to do this, but you know, it's very hard to have the heart to do this when you know you're having no positive effect on the country. When you see a group of sellouts like Lindsey Graham and John McCain and that, I don't even want to mention the name Rubio. I looked right through him. I knew he was an invention. I knew they found him in the streets of Miami and made him into a senator. And now they're trying to make him into some leader in immigration reform. He sounds like a boy who never went to college with a squeaky voice and no sense of delivery, no sense of there's an old word that used to be big about 10 years ago, gravitas. You talk about someone who needs gravitas. Somebody ought to buy Rubio a pint of gravitas to go with his delivery boy. Does he need to train on it? But let's forget it. They're not representative of the people's opinions. Who are they? That's all. Now, there's more sound that I have to play for you so you can hear where we're going. Lindsey Graham is now taking the lead on selling us out. He sounds no different than Bigfoot Schumer. I want you to listen to the fraud from Sheepshead Bay, Bigfoot Schumer in clip 7. Number seven, please.
I think there'll be pressure on Boehner to bring a bill similar to the Senate bill. If it's similar to the Senate bill or the Senate bill itself, have to do that. You'll get most Democrats voting for it, and you will get a good number of Republicans, even if not a majority. And I think the pressure is going to mount. You know, Candy, this has the potential of becoming the next major civil rights movement.
You hear? Granting citizenship to illegal aliens is now a civil rights movement. How about the civil rights of those of us who've had it up to our eyeballs in paying taxes and putting up with the crime, the drunken driving? Schumer, do you have any idea what it is to live in this country as a taxpayer? Do you have any idea what it's like to live in the country without Secret Service protection? Schumer, if you had to walk around one day without Secret Service protection, would you call granting amnesty to 30 million, 50 million, God knows how many, tens of millions of illegal aliens, a civil rights situation, Schumer? Do you have any idea how stupid you sound? And look who he's talking to, the slob of CNN, the creature from the Black Lagoon herself, Cindy, whatever her name is. What was her name? Candy, some candy, some candy. It's like toxic candy. She's the one who set up that jerk who ran for Republican president in the second debate with one set of question after another. The creature from the Black Lagoon was brought in for the kill. So, see, I'm getting agitated. I don't want to get agitated. I'd rather almost do something else. I don't want to make it about me. I don't want to make it about me. The people behind this are the hotel industry, the agricultural industry, the high-tech industry that wants cheaper labor than American workers. They're actually shafting American workers who have legitimate degrees in, let's say, computer science, computer engineering, because they might get $75 an hour. They can hire the illegals for 15 to 20 in Silicon Valley and get several bigger yachts than they already have. That's all it is. It's pure greed. It is nothing but greed. Greed, greed, greed. Now listen to the biggest fraud of all, the guy with Stockholm Syndrome, in clip number 9, John McCain.
According to the Congressional Budget Office, over the next 20 years, we're going to have $700 billion in additional revenue as a result of the passage of this legislation, because of the jobs that it creates and the increase in our gross domestic product. So we can afford it.
You hear him sucking in water as he's talking. When you hear a guy suck in water, like saliva, and there's certain giveaways in the voice, he knows he's throwing the malarkey. And he's got so much saliva coming out of the mouth, it's like a snake that's getting ready to bite. It has venom. In McCain's case, the saliva is the equivalent of the venom, but it interferes with his speech pattern, so you can hear him sucking. Listen to clip 9. I'm teaching you how to listen to liars. Listen to clip 9 again.
According to the Congressional Budget Office, over the next 20 years, we're going to have $700 billion in additional revenue as a result of the passage of this legislation, because of the jobs that it creates and the increase in our gross domestic product. So we can afford it.
We can afford it. Now, we're going to make money. We're all going to benefit from this. So in other words, don't... It's like I told you the old joke. It's a terrible joke. The woman who comes home, the woman who comes home and finds her husband in bed with another woman, he looks her in the eye and he says, "Who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes?" So we know that he's a liar. We know when we walk around a mall and we see a 14-year-old illegal alien with a carriage pushing two babies with a 15-year-old boyfriend, they don't work, it's the middle of the day, they're all on welfare. We're supposed to believe that they're going to give us $700 billion in additional revenue? Where does that come from? How does that work? So... that's the story. 855-407-282. It's a sad day in America. It really is. The immigration bill cleared a test vote with the Quislings going along with the Democrat socialist lobbyists for Mexico. And that's it. I don't want to talk about the Zimmerman case. I don't want to get into that because it's impossible to talk about it. I don't know where Snowden is. We're keeping our eye open here. He went to Russia. Yeah, Putin really was afraid of Obama. Yeah, he was really afraid of him. Yeah, turn him over. Sure. Where are you now, Obama? What, are you flying to Africa? Yeah, right. Get back to me when you get back to work, Obama. I'll talk to you. Is he crazy? He's going to threaten Putin? Putin's going to bend to Obama? Haven't you seen the body language pictures between Putin and Obama? How puny Obama looks? They look right through him. Yep, that's it. That's it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, have you looked at what a gallon of gas costs today? It's unbelievable to me. That's your money going to build another palace for a Saudi sheik. But listen, you can fight back. How? Call 1-800-LESS-GAS, period. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Find out about a product that can raise your gas mileage by 22%. Did you hear me? 22%. The inventor has met with General Motors. His product has been written about in Motor Trend magazine. And an evaluation by Federal Consumer Protection described this product as effective. Maybe you didn't hear me the first time. I said this system can raise your gas mileage by 22%. That's almost an extra quarter tank of gas with every fill-up. You must call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. Stop handing wads of cash over to the enemies of America, okay? Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You've heard me talk about this product for over a year. Now it's time to act on it. 1-800-LESS-GAS. This product is made in the USA. That's American jobs, not jobs for OPEC. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Call them now.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles Super Beta Prostate. You heard right, you can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-794-5642. Hurry. This free offer's for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-794-5642. That's 1-800-794-5642. Call 1-800-794-5642.
KSFO traffic, San Francisco northbound 101 Vermont Street, stalled car, right lane blocked, traffic backed up towards Cesar Chavez, continues slow onto the lower deck. Upper deck still heavy from the incline as you head into San Francisco. Northbound 101 along the peninsula, slow out of Redwood City, still Woodside Road, up to Highway 92. San Mateo Bridge, kind of sluggish across the span because of earlier problems, but definitely recovering. And northbound 880, slow from 237 up towards Mallory. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
All aboard for a historic round-trip train ride at Niles Canyon Railway. Grab the fam and snag half off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now, 800-489-6410, 800-489-6410.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Coming up on the next morning show, the pending immigration bill. We'll tear it apart on a ticked off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
According to the eight gangsters in the U.S. Senate, and I'm calling them what they call themselves, the Senate's Gang of Eight. The eight gangsters, you're not going to believe this, criminals, illegal immigrants who commit crimes face lesser punishment than U.S. citizens is the headline. I'll repeat it in case you didn't hear it the first time. Illegal immigrants who commit crimes face lesser punishment than U.S. citizens. It's an article in the Washington Examiner by Gabriella Morangiello. And she put together a chart comparing the crimes and the consequences of the crimes. You're not going to believe it, but illegal immigrants are not facing the same penalties that you, the citizens, and legal immigrants face in this country. It's incomprehensible that they're given so many benefits that aren't even available to citizens. How is this possible? So the Gang of Eight are criminals, but they have the army behind them, Secret Service. And so it's a criminal gang took over this debate. They're not permitting anyone to even see what's in the bill in time to even absorb it. And they're trying to force us to accept, like they did Obamacare, a closed-door bill that's something you'd find in a pure dictatorship. If we had a Ukrainian Senate, it wouldn't be any more clouded than this Senate has become. The only difference between a debate in a Ukrainian Senate and that in the U.S. Senate is at least they punch each other in the nose and the people get some pleasure that way. In other words, if we could see them get into a fist fight on the floor and see somebody punch one of them in the nose and jump over a stand, at least we the people would have some entertainment value from the gangsters called senators. We don't even get to see a fist fight. I love the language they use, the stilted 18th century language. Will the gentleman from the blow please yield the floor? Gentlemen, I'd like to have a piece of this. Well, don't let me get too vulgar right now. I was going to talk about a cleaning bill. I'd like to have a piece of the Martinizing bill from the U.S. Senate, if I could. Just give me a little kickback from that. It's the dirtiest Senate in U.S. history. It stinks to high heaven. The gangsters of eight show that crime pays under S-744. Compare the consequences of the crimes. Illegal immigrants who commit crimes face lesser punishment than U.S. citizens. Have a nice country.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Buenos tardes, amigos. Buenos tardes. Vaya America. Now let's listen to the Benedict Arnold of our time, who is Lindsey Graham. Let's listen to Lindsey Graham, Benedict
Arnold.
If it
fails, and we are blamed for its failure, our party is in trouble with Hispanics, not because we're conservative, but because of the rhetoric and the way we've handled this issue. I want to get reattached to the Hispanic community, sell conservatism, pass comprehensive immigration reform, and grow this party. The party's got to be bigger than Utah and South Carolina. The Hispanic community is very close to our values, but we have driven them away over this issue. Let's fix this problem for the good of the country and for the good of the party, and this bill does that, my friend.
If it was laughable, I'd be laughing, but it's not laughable. It's sad to see a country going up in smoke like this. where we're going to have... what's the number? Remember they were saying 11 million? I said it was 33. Then suddenly 33 million started getting quoted. What is the number? Do you know how many illegals are here? They don't know. They made it up out of thin air. So, and then they can bring in all their whole family, let's say 3, 5, 10, instant welfare, instant voting. How can you be in favor of this? How can anyone who is not directly employing illegal aliens for their own benefit be in favor of granting amnesty to 30 to 50 to 60 to 70 million illegal aliens? How can you be in favor of it? How? On what basis? What basis? Look at what happened to California because of the illegal alien swarm into this state. The schools are shot. We once had the number one schools in the country. They're now at the bottom of the entire world. We had the number one school system in the country, in California. It's now a laughingstock, one of the worst in the world, not only the nation. There's only so much you can afford. What do you mean English is a second language? Either you learn English or you don't go to school. What do you mean a second language? My father came here from Russia. They didn't teach him in Russian. They didn't give him a Russian translator. They didn't ask him if he'd like a drink during the test. Learn English, Sonny, and that's the end of it. And if you can't keep up, then drop out of school, go take a job somewhere. That's the way America was built. The College of Hard Knocks. Now it's bend over backwards and screw the citizen. I've never seen anything. It's not man the torpedoes. It's throw the citizens overboard and welcome the illegal aliens. What happened to the captain and crew of this ship? How did it? It's almost as if there's been a mutiny. The better analogy is that the good ship America has had a mutiny on it. And the officers and the captain have mutinied, thrown off the true officers and the true captain have been thrown off the ship or put in the brig or driven off the ship, and that we have a mutiny that's gone on and some illegitimate gang is running the country. That's how most Americans feel. We're like on a ship out of control being run by a group of mutineers. Is that an apt analogy? As I am speaking, Benedict Arnold is now on television talking to Scarface. He is now on Fix News. I shouldn't even tell you. I know. I think he's on Hey Abbott's show. He's on Lou Costello's show. Look, I'm sorry that I came up opposite him and cut his time. You know, I'm opposite him in New York now at 9 o'clock. So he's running scared. His ratings fell in half. Hannity's TV ratings collapsed in half. Yeah, 1.8 million last book because of me. I mean, I've taken the nation by storm in the same time slot. He don't know what to do. He spends half his radio show talking about his TV show. And every minute he has another sellout on kissing their boots. So now the Benedict Arnold is on Scarface's show, who follows him. Well, okay, you get my feel. I have strong feelings about this. But you have to ask yourself again. Here's what you have to ask yourself. Let's say you're ordinary American Joe, good guy. You say, let's, you know, go along and get along. Leave me alone. I don't care. They're nice people. They all come here to work. You're lying to yourself. 30% of all prisoners are illegal aliens who came here not to work but to commit a felony, and they're in prison. So you have to ask yourself, why do you oppose amnesty for illegal aliens? Is it racial? And I've been asking that question. Now, of course, you know it isn't racial. In the majority of cases, it is not racial whatsoever. It's economic. Economic, economic, economic. It is also a fact that once a nation loses its identity, it never gets it back. I wrote that in Trickle Down Tyranny. It's a great opening. I got to read it to you because it's one of the great moments in American nonfiction literature. I don't care whether anyone said that but me. My sentence, every writer looks for one great sentence. And one of my greatest sentences in all my books is in Trickle Down Tyranny. And here's how it opens. I love the opening. I remember the inspiration for that. Here it is. Love it. It's advice to the next president, the Savage Worldview, in my great book, Trickle Down Tyranny. Here's what I wrote. Economies can be rebuilt, armies can be repopulated, but once a nation's pride is gone, it can almost never be restored. The loss of a nation's honor is something not even centuries can repair. Nobody has ever written two better sentences in the history of nonfiction. In the modern times, nobody has ever written a better opening to a political book than I have. And that's because I began as a poet. I know how to write, I know how to speak, which is why I've become a superstar. And I know I'm not supposed to say it, but you know I can't. What am I supposed to tell you? I'm just an ordinary steam fitter, a dock worker? I'm not. I'm probably the most highly educated man in the history of the American media. And I have to tell you that. And I'm an immigrant son. I have to tell you that. And I oppose illegal immigrants, the amnesty for them. I'll tell you that as well. Why? Well, here's the two sentences why, John. Economies can be rebuilt. Armies can be repopulated. But once a nation's pride is gone, it can almost never be restored. The loss of a nation's honor is something not even centuries can repair. The next president must love America. The next president must embody unequivocally everything that is good about this country, going back to its founding. The next president must be the exact opposite of Barack Obama. He must be a man of high character and strong commitment to American values, because he will be facing problems and issues that no U.S. leader has had to face since the years leading up to World War II. I wrote that before the last election. And guess what happened? We got the worst possible leader at the worst possible time. The worst possible leader at the worst possible time, who is now on a junket to Africa at a cost of $100 million. That's right. That's the story. So would you like me to give you a little more of a background of what I think is going to happen to this country, what the future of America is going to look like, why Obama is doing this to us with the help of the Benedict Arnolds like Lindsey Graham Cracker? I think you know the answer. I think you know what a Marxist vision for the future is, an erasure of national sovereignty, an erasure of borders, language, and culture, and a meltdown of individual sovereignty as they've done in Europe. You got to understand something. The U.S. was the last tough nut to crack until they brought in this fraud. This fraud Obama was the one to break down the borders, language, and culture. They figured he could do it, if anyone. That's why they took an unknown from nowhere and made him into president. Because the powers that be wanted us to be melted down into a non-sovereign entity. Just as they've melted down the identity of France, Italy, Germany, England, Poland, Hungary. You name the country in Europe, every human being there knows that the leaders are gangsters who stole their identity, stole their national pride, and have stolen everything from them that was worth living for in terms of, let's say, a political identity, a national identity, excuse me. We were the last nut to crack. The internationalists do not want this nation to survive with any firm identity as America. They want it gone. What better way to do that than to bring in 50 million people who refuse to learn the language, spit on the culture, and have no idea what is going on around them because they don't even speak the language? How can they vote on anything if they don't understand the language? How? What could be a better way to break a nation apart than to bring in 30 to 50 to 60 to 70 million illegal aliens who will never learn English, don't want to learn English, don't respect the culture, don't respect the borders, don't respect the language, don't respect the culture? What better way to break the nut called America? Ladies and gentlemen, if this was a late-night speech on the floor of the Senate and I was on C-SPAN, many of you would be listening 3 o'clock in the morning and saying, who is that man? I want to vote for him. He just said exactly what I've been wanting to scream and cry out in the middle of the night. But alas, I am not a senator. I am not a congressman. I am a man without a party. Hopefully, I will not become a man without a country like Snowden. Apparently, anyone who opposes this criminal gang faces a very bleak future in this country. A reporter got killed last week in a car wreck. There's buzz in the internet that he was assassinated. He was driving a relative new Mercedes, and the engine flew out of the car after the crash in Hollywood. Unheard of in a Mercedes crash. Unheard of for an engine to fly out of a car. Yet it happened right here in America. Are political assassinations occurring? I don't know. Could be that the engine wasn't screwed in properly. Perhaps when it was built in Germany, they didn't put the engine in right. That he said he was onto a big story. He was the guy who... And by the way, I didn't like him. I don't know him personally. I didn't like his politics, the writer, the reporter. I didn't like that he destroyed Mr. General McChrystal's career. McChrystal is 1,000 times better a man than he was. That doesn't mean he should have been assassinated, does it? We are entering a new dark age in the United States of America. With the passage of the amnesty for illegal aliens, your future is very dim indeed. But I have to ask you the primary question. Why do you oppose amnesty for the illegal aliens? I've told you why I oppose it. Because they don't respect our borders, language, and culture. Economically, it's not going to affect me one way or the other. I am not an entry-level worker. I'm not an entry-level worker, so I'm not going to be threatened by the illegal alien in terms of my job security. It's not going to affect me personally. But ever since I've been a wee Boy Scout, a Cub Scout in Queens, New York, I forget the name of the pack, I've had a love affair with this country. My grandfather was an immigrant. I've always loved America. I loved everything about it. Everything. I love the country from top to bottom. How can I love a country that doesn't exist? How can I love a country where gangsters, by self-definition, they call themselves the Gang of Eight with a smirk? How could a U.S. senator call themselves a gang? How is it possible? It's as though it's a parody of themselves. They're saying we're a gang, we have unlimited power. What is a gang? A gang operates outside the law. A gang is an untouchable entity. They cannot be touched. A gang commits crimes against the people. The Gang of Eight is doing all three. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong, a chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SenateConservatives.com.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
In a world of unlicensed refrigeration contractors and backyard mechanics, there's only one company that stands above the rest. All Temp Refrigeration. From restaurants and catering companies to cafeterias and liquor stores. For commercial refrigeration, repairs, and maintenance service, people who know use All Temp Refrigeration. Call 1-800-COOL-AID or on the web at 1-800-COOL-AID.com. Rated E for everyone, serving the entire Bay Area.
Security and advisory services through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated.
Certain things people worry about, and money is one of them. Hi, I'm Pat Vitucci, and I can help take some of the worry away. I'm an independent financial advisor, and that's important not to be obligated to any particular investments. I've lived here for many years, and we have 15 Bay Area offices. I can provide a complimentary consultation and talk about what's important for you. For most people, thinking about investments, allocation, financial reports, not much fun. I can help you with all that. I've conducted many seminars around the Bay Area, and you can check our website, don'tinvestandforget.com, for a seminar near you. Or just call me, Pat Vitucci, 1-800-472-8305. That's 1-800-472-8305. Or check our website, don'tinvestandforget.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I could envision in the late summer or early fall, if Boehner tries to bottle the bill up or put something in without a path to citizenship, if there's no path to citizenship, there's no bill. But if he puts something, if what he tries to bottle it up or do things like people. That, I could see a million Schumer, people how does a man on the like wall you, in Washington.
How does a man like you wind up such a shame to America? How do you end up taking the side of non-citizens against not only the interests of the American people, but the American people themselves? How do you do it, Schumer? How do you face yourself in the morning? What, are you a hero to your community? Are you that low a lobbyist? What is the answer to these people? Do you know that according to Senator John the Shane McCain, criminals will not be legalized under the proposed bipartisan immigration bill? They will not be. But he's lying. The Arizona liar said anyone who has committed crimes in this country is going to be deported. However, as Washington Examiner columnist Byron York recently reported, an immigrant could have more than three misdemeanor convictions in his background check and still qualify for legalization. A chart published June 21 by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which is a great organization, by the way, compares the consequences for a whole array of crimes. And guess what they discovered? While illegal immigrants might be exonerated and legalized for certain crimes, U.S. citizens and legal immigrants face years of incarceration or temporary expulsion from the country. Temporary expulsion, but not an illegal alien. So they're working for foreign criminals now. This is not amnesty. This is an amnesty for all kinds of crimes, said Fares Media Director Ira Melman. Apparently, we thought that people were not above the law. But apparently, according to John the Shane McCain, illegal aliens are. Take a look at the crimes and the consequences for you as a citizen and for the illegal aliens who are laughing in your face. They're laughing at you. Here, crime, willful attempt by any person to evade or defeat any tax or the payment of any tax, right? Illegal immigrants under S-744, eligible for crime to be waived for RPI status. U.S. citizens and legal immigrants, imprisonment of up to 5 years or a fine of up to $100,000 or both under 26 U.S.C. 7201. You evade taxes, you go to jail. They evade taxes, the crime is waived under this bill. You didn't know any of this, did you? You want to hear a few more that'll get you really sick? God, turn the radio off. I don't mind if you do. I know you can only take so much. Go listen to music. Listen to a goon with a basketball tell you what's going on in the sport right now. While you're, you want to hear any more? Do you hear this one? Willful attempt by any person to evade or defeat any tax or the payment of any tax. If you're an illegal immigrant under John McCain's law, the crime can be waived for RPI status. If you're a U.S. citizen, you go to jail for up to 5 years or a fine of up to $100,000 or both under 26 U.S.C. 7201. So, ladies and gentlemen, I rest my case. Rubio should be arrested. If we lived in a sane country, Rubio, Schumer, McCain, the Gang of Eight, would be arrested as a gang that illegally took over the country and is trying to destroy it completely. Babyface Nelson would be less of a threat to this country if he were alive today than Babyface Rubio. Babyface Rubio is more of a threat to this nation's sovereignty than Legs Diamond was. Babyface Rubio is more of a threat to America's sovereignty than Babyface Nelson was. I could argue that the Gang of Eight is doing more damage to this country than Osama bin Laden did. Shall I say it again? The long-term consequences of what this gang is trying to impose upon the people will be greater than the damage done to this country by Osama bin Laden. Anyone challenge me on that? Anyone have evidence that I'm wrong? Or it's just hyperbole? Go ahead. Make my day. Call 855-407-28. I'll even take Clint Eastwood's call.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right to own gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden is safe, but Assange won't disclose Snowden's location. The U.S. believes he is in Russia. The U.S. is working with Moscow in hopes he will be expelled and returned to face criminal charges. A prosecutor is charged in the opening statement of a Florida murder trial that a former neighborhood watch volunteer frustrated by crime killed an unarmed teen because he wanted to. But a lawyer for George Zimmerman says his client acted in self-defense after Trayvon Martin attacked him. Stocks down again today. Dow lost 139 points to close at 14,660. Traffic. We got an accident being reported eastbound 84 connector to northbound 880. Looks like it's going to be partially blocking that on-ramp there in southbound 101 Millbrae Avenue. Stalled car. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned center in Burlingame, where I've got over 50 pre-owned cars and trucks that still have the balance of the factory warranty. Take the worry out of buying a pre-owned car or truck. Come to Putnam GM in Burlingame or shop online at PutnamGM.com.
iHeartRadio is growing, and well, it should. Thanks to the iHeartRadio app, you can listen to this station and over 1,500 of the best stations right on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Grab the iHeartRadio app free at iHeartRadio.com.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you...
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24-7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows.
For a limited time only, we are giving away a free upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows. Free installation, and you'll see instant savings on your utility bills.
Triple pane windows from American Vision Windows provide the highest level of protection against harmful UV rays, noise, dust, and pollen.
The upgrade to triple pane is free this month only. Call American Vision Windows today, 877-370-5779. Get free installation. Please call for details.
With American Vision Windows, you can keep the cool inside your home and keep the utility companies out of your wallet.
Get free installation and an upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows this month only. Call American Vision Windows and take advantage of this very special offer. 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
Coming up on the next morning show, the pending immigration bill. We'll tear it apart on a ticked off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Yep, it's the Savage Nation. Impeccably researched, written in a straightforward and accessible manner. The book hits the reader like a head-on collision with a freight train of facts. Very profound, says Larry Anderson of The American Thinker. And that's about my book, Trickle Down Tyranny. But it's really about my show, which is the progenitor of all of my books. You know, over the weekend, I saw a story. I caught it in passing in the local San Francisco website for the newspaper that used to exist here. And it was the Islamists slaughtered 10 foreign tourists in Pakistan. Do you know what the headline was in the San Francisco newspaper? Islamists slaughtered 10 tourists in retaliation. I swear to God. I swear to you. I had to read it over and over again. I wanted to call the publisher and tell him you have to fire the reporter, but I said, are you crazy? A newspaper that's losing more than $1 million a week, they care about some leftist drunk? A leftist pothead? I mean, it's unbelievable to me. And it was a good news over the weekend. I had some good news. I had some fun. I was walking in the streets of San Francisco and I saw a police action. I saw the SFPD at work. I really had confidence again in the police department. They were the toughest looking guys I've seen in a long time. They got some really big guys in there now. They pulled a car over going the wrong way on a one-way major street called Sansome Street, right near Broadway. And as they pulled it over, like five cars pulled up to and said, you were going the wrong way and you smell of marijuana. Get out of the car. And the guy in the car said, oh, it's medical marijuana. And the cop said, basically, I don't care what it is. You're driving the wrong way. Now, you see what's going on in this country? It's as though people who are driving one way in the wrong direction are now running the country. They're driving the cars backwards on one-way streets, and they're telling us that they're going in the right direction. That's Obama, that's Corker, that's McCain, that's the Gang of Eight. Islamists slaughtered 10 foreign tourists. The San Francisco newspaper called it retaliation. Disguised as policemen killed 10 foreign climbers in Pakistan. I don't know why anyone would go to Pakistan for a tourist, but that's irrelevant. Your friends in China, the Chinese communists, who many liberals think have a superior culture, are rounding up and killing collies, border collies, golden retrievers. They're killing any large breed dog in China. Chinese police squads are sweeping through the capital city of Beijing and taking dogs away, like Labradors, Dalmatians, and collies, and killing them. Actually, they're not killing them. They're sending them to dog meat dealers. You see, in China, they prohibit large breed dogs within the city limits of Beijing. And so they're breaking into houses in the middle of the night, taking their pets away and selling them to meat dealers. Wait till they take over America. They'll sell you to a meat dealer. That's them. It's like no feeling and no nothing. You don't understand what's coming. You don't know. Many of you are like living in a dreamland. You don't know what's around this. You don't know what's outside America. You don't live in the real world. Many of you think you travel because you go to the wine country. Or you go to Provence, rather, in France. Oh, yeah, travel to Provence. I went to Italy. I sat in the Tuscan villa. I got drunk for 3 to 5 days. You don't know what's around you. The jackals surrounding you. The Islamist jackals are around you. The communists in China are around you. The NSA is around you. We live in a prison camp. I've come to see that. I don't know how much longer we're going to all have any freedom whatsoever. You know that even the ACLU has said we're all tired of living in fear. I couldn't believe it. Even the ACLU said to Obama, we're tired of living in a nation governed by fear. Obama is a dictator. A dictator. ACLU to Obama, we're tired of living in a nation governed by fear. Under President Obama, the United States is quoted as a nation governed by fear. The American Civil Liberties Union says in an open letter that echoes the criticism Obama has made of George W. Bush's national security policies. Could you believe this? This is very strange. Isn't it strange? And the ACLU is circulating this statement in response to the so-called Justice Department's efforts to prosecute Edward Snowden, who leaked info about the NSA's data collection programs before fleeing to we don't know where. We don't know where he is now. He could be hiding out in a pizzeria in Brooklyn for all I know. He could have a face change and run a pizzeria. Look, I know he's a leftist, and I know he's aligned with leftists, and I know that it's embarrassing to the U.S. intelligence community. That's all good. That's all very good, because I want to find out why they were spying on American citizens who did nothing wrong. I'd like to know why the NSA was unable to stop the Boston Marathon bombing. If they had everyone's data and they were spying on everyone, why did they let the Sarnoff brothers get away with it? It's a logical question, isn't it? Say, oh, well, they're doing it for our security. Yeah. The name of security. All right, keep walking. Name of security. Keep on marching. Leave it to us. We know what we're doing. Well, how come you couldn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing, Mr. NSA? You had the data. You must have known that Sarnoff brothers were going back and forth to a Terroristan. They were traveling back and forth to Terroristan, and you did nothing. But what, you want data on every American? What are you living in? What country are you living in? You're like the Stasi in Eastern Europe, but you can't stop it because you're only following orders. I get it. You're afraid for your pension and your job. Oh, you mean to do well. You don't want to harm any American, the average American. You don't mean to harm anybody because you're a good person. You're raised with American values, even though you work for the FBI or the NSA or the DHS. You wouldn't harm the average American, or would you? You sure would. Of course you would, because you're only following orders. If Big Sis tells you to arrest an ordinary American who did nothing wrong for political reasons, I can guarantee you'd kick his door in. And you'd go home and say to your wife, you know, I don't know how much more I can take of this job. The next morning you'd be there punctually at 9 o'clock. It happened in other countries, and it's happening here under this gangster, Obama. But let me stop right there, because he's on vacation right now, and we shouldn't speak in any negative ways about him. Strange to me that he's in Africa at the very time that poor Nelson Mandela is very ill. I mean, let's all hope Nelson Mandela lives another 20, 30 years. May Nelson Mandela live to the age of Moses. But why is Obama in Africa as Nelson Mandela's health is failing rapidly? I think you can follow the bouncing. Yeah, you can follow the bouncing ball. Right while we have five of the worst scandals in American presidential history at once, he's suddenly on a $100 million trip to Africa. And we're worried about Snowden. Everything we're accusing Snowden of, I'll stop right there. It's a family show. Let's see what's in the news as I speak. Anything new? Anything new in the news? News, north, east, west, and south. Remember when I learned that when I was 11, when I used to pack on the cholesterol and the calories watching the news before the late show, the early show, before homework, after homework. I had no idea. I was eating. And the news, north, I used to see the weather vane, N-E-W-S. And then one day I learned that N-E-W-S stood for northeast, west, and sound, south. I had no idea. I kind of enjoyed that. I knew I should be in the news business, but I didn't go into it because it was considered like the world's oldest profession next to prostitution. Nobody I knew went into the news business except those who couldn't do anything else. I knew one kid who went into journalism. He failed at everything else. He was a miserable pothead. And then he started by writing obituaries for a Jewish newspaper, I think. I'm nothing against him. I'm just saying to you, it was considered a shame to go into the business. For anyone who had any kind of brains, you never went into the news business. In my world, in my day, my crowd, let's say, my parental world and my peers. Nobody wanted to go in the news business. It was considered below them. And that's why we have no news anymore, because nobody went into the business of any quality. Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw reminds me of the character on Mad Men. He has about the same depth as Don Draper. And now for the most trusted name in news, Tom Brokaw. I use his name because I watch a lot of cable television at night, like mobsters, military history, all in the upper end band here on Comcast. And every time I get slaughtered with this, from the most trusted name in the news business, Tom Brokaw. He's so trusted, they threw him out of the business. Him and Dan Rather are to open a new agency called the Brokaw Rather News Agency. They go to work for China. So, no, nobody I knew went into the business. It was below them. And look how I wound up in the business, because that's the way life is. Pediatricians' new mission, fight homophobia. The pediatricians are drug peddlers in America. They attack caffeine and they sell drugs. Do you know that one pediatrician, they used to be the best of all doctors. 20 years ago, pediatricians were the best, the most honest, because they didn't prescribe medication. And then they learned in medical school that, hey, wait a minute, there's an entire class of MD that doesn't prescribe drugs called pediatrician. We have to work on them. So they brought up a whole generation of drug peddlers. So now they're selling drugs to kids as young as infants in infancy for diseases that don't even exist, ADD, ADHD. They invented. One of the drug peddler pediatricians attacked caffeine. You want to hear why? Because it interferes with his son, Adderall. I swear to God. The drug peddler pediatrician put his son on Adderall, which is a dangerous toxic drug. That's a speed-like compound. And because the kid was imbibing caffeine drinks, which, by the way, work as well as Adderall, but they're not. It's not addictive. It doesn't have the side effects of the toxic drug Adderall. The father pediatrician said that the caffeine was interfering with the effects of Adderall. This is like the Gang of Eight telling us that granting amnesty to illegal aliens will be good for the economy. Same mentality. This is like a pothead driving the wrong way on a one-way street telling the cop, but I'm on medical marijuana, as though it's a legitimate excuse. So how many different ways do I have to tell you the same story? It's the savage nation. Kerry warns Russia on Snowden. U.S. left. I'm reading at the headlines on Drudge now. It's very depressing. Kerry warns Russia on Snowden. Yeah, who do you think is going to blink first? The martial artist known as Putin or Mr. Ketchup, who married for money? They can't even catch Snowden. Can you believe this? Nation's thumb nose in America. WikiLeaks goes country shopping. Ecuador would be protected on. Who would go to Ecuador? What is in Ecuador? Ecuador in Central America? We have terrible relations with Ecuador, I hear. How many Ecuadorians are going to get amnesty now? All Snowden wants from Ecuador is what we're granting to the illegal aliens here. Amnesty. So why should we grant amnesty to 50 million? How many Snowdens are involved in the 30 million illegal aliens? How many spies, Islamists who shaved off their beards? How many? Does Mr. Shane McCain know? This came to me again, I'll repeat, from a friend whose daughter has got very serious medical issues, and she collects, you know, she has some medical help. Thank God it's for her. He's a citizen. State of California Health and Human Services, Department of Social Services, Notice of Language Services. In 16 languages, it says this. This is the benefits that they can get in the state of California, the bankrupt state under Jerry Brown. If you do not understand this information or notification, call your county worker. You have the right to interpreter services provided by the county at no cost to you. It is in English, Spanish, Arabic, Armenian, Cambodian, Chinese, Farsi, Hmong, Japanese, Korean, Lao, Mien, Punjabi, Russian, Tagalog, Ukrainian, and Vietnamese. Welcome one and welcome all. Screw America. Bankrupt the country. We're for you, say the politicians. Because we're humane and we care for you, not because we want your vote. Not because we want your vote. No, we're humanitarians. 855-407-282. I think I've been holding up very well today. The case against immigration is quite strong. I've given you the economic reasons, but there are moral, social, and environmental reasons for reducing U.S. immigration back to traditional levels. You wouldn't hear any of that rhetoric, would you, from the gangsters of eight? I mean, aren't there legitimate arguments for reducing U.S. immigration back to traditional levels? There are economic reasons. There are social reasons, moral reasons. And where are the environmentalists who are against population growth? Where'd all the ZPG go, zero population growth liars go? Where'd they all go? Remember the 60s, ZPG, zero population growth? They're all in favor of massive 50 million illegal immigrants? Oh, they were against white babies being born. I see. I didn't figure that out at the time. I didn't know it was a desire to destroy the complex nature of America, the melting pot, to break it apart completely. I had no idea. I thought they were humanitarians, the ZPGers. I thought they cared about the environment. It was the same as the marijuana, the potheads. Another article came out this weekend that the environment of Northern California has been decimated by pot growers. Thousands of acres of national forest have been ruined. Streams have been poisoned with toxic chemicals, killing the coho salmon. Oh, the salmon, the sacred salmon that all the environmentalists cried over.
The streams are being ruined by the dams. Save the salmon.
The salmon are dying by the tens of thousands now. The creeks are being poisoned with toxic chemicals being used to grow marijuana by the verminous hippie pothead farmers. So every time you smoke a marijuana cigarette, you're smoking the death of our forest and the death of our wildlife. You're a bunch of frauds and drug addicts, all of you. Every time you take a toke of marijuana, you're killing another animal species. You're killing another tree. You don't know that, though, because you haven't read it in the newspaper. The streams are being destroyed. The devastation is worse than Agent Orange. Right here, it'll take 100 years for the forest and the streams, the aquifer, if you want, of California to ever recover from what the pot farmers are doing in the state. Where's the government? Where's the central government of California? Where's Governor Jerry Brown? This should be an emergency stoppage of this. He's silent on it. They're all for illegal immigrants. That's the only thing on their mind, is to grant amnesty to illegal aliens. So there's a lot of things I could say that I haven't said yet, and I will when I come back, right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing, so.
Scratching and biting.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching. She was licking 24 hours a day.
I was so desperate to try and take care of Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problems and eczema in his ears because he keeps me up at night, constantly licking his feet and scratching his ears.
I heard about Dinovite when I went to DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzyme that are cooked out of regular dog food.
I tried the product and saw a dramatic improvement on the eczema in his ears, and he stopped licking at night, which got both of us to sleep. So I reordered, and I couldn't be happier.
We used to call him Mr. Chew, but now we call him Kid Dinovite.
He loves the Dinovite.
Another line for you. Sleep at night. Let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code AWARE to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. 1-800-307-9629. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Coming up on the next morning show, the pending immigration bill. We'll tear it apart on a Ticked Off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Look, you could shrug your shoulders and say, what the heck can I do about it? And, you know, say, that's the end of America. What do I care? It's not going to affect me. Or you can fight it tooth and claw and yell at them and do everything you can to oppose this. You can threaten your senators with throwing them out of office. It might work. It just might work. I tried to warn you in Trickle-Down Tyranny. I put out the evidence for everyone to see in the first edition of Trickle-Down Tyranny. I explained that Obama is the most corrupt American president since the days of Tammany Hall, but you didn't believe me. You reelected one of the most unprincipled men who's ever held the office of president of the United States. But my friends, you've only seen the beginning of what this man is going to do to this country. On page 41 of Trickle-Down Tyranny, after I talk about why he should be impeached for what he's doing to us with regard to immigration, again, you didn't listen to me. Did you know that he granted hundreds of millions of dollars to promote bilingual education programs, which actually discourage immigrants from learning English and learning about our nation's unique history and culture? This is while the liars are telling you they're going to learn English like heck they will. I want to read you something. The final chapter, A Tyrant's Consolidation of Power. What we're being subjected to is consolidation, a tactic employed by leftists and other fascistic political groups once they gain a foothold in order to bring more and more of the decision-making power normally granted to the states and private enterprise, where those powers should lawfully reside, under the control of the federal government through unchecked regulation and behind-closed-doors policy decisions. In doing this, Obama, classic narcissist that he is remaking the country in his own image, turning it into something that reflects the belief system he was brainwashed into accepting by the leftist mentors of his youth. By usurping the legislative and judiciary functions of our federal government, and by siding with cohort groups like leftist labor unions in wage and benefits disputes, Obama has done what no other president since FDR has ever thought of doing. He's installed himself as chief executive, summary legislator, and judge and jury in every critical decision originally granted to the states and individuals through our representatives by the Constitution. We've got a radically unqualified man in the highest office in the land. But Barack Obama is much more than simply out of his depth, I wrote in Trickle Down Tyranny. There's no doubt in my mind that he's consciously involved in one of the most dangerous attempts our nation has faced to rapidly steal our freedoms and replace them with a tyrannical government that controls every element of our lives. That is why I called the book Trickle Down Tyranny. I should stop there because I wrote this just as the NDAA came out. Little did I know that we were all being spied upon by Obama's spies who have turned this country into Eastern Europe right under our noses. And now we're facing the last hurrah. The granting of amnesty to 30 to 50 to 60 million illegal aliens will be the end of America as you know it. It will never recover. Monday, June 24th, 2013, and here's what's going on MichaelSavage.com, home of borders, language, and culture, not. Yeah, borders? What are those under the junta? Under the Obama junta, who's on a junket in Africa? I mean, the illegitimate Senate votes to flood America with 30 million illegal aliens we cannot afford. This is a unilateral U.S., frankly, concession to the Mexican and other illegal lobbyists and a total betrayal of American interests, in my humble opinion. And now, of course, McCain is facing a recall petition. He'll laugh all the way to the bank. Senator Sessions warns that the Senate is poised to vote on immigration, the bill no one has actually read. Sound familiar? Savage lets Bill O'Reilly have it for supporting amnesty. Yeah, that's a pretty good tape. It's on my website. Islamists slaughter 10 foreign tourists. Do you know what the San Francisco Chronicle said in their headline? 10 tourists slain in retaliation. I swear to God. There's a picture of the Obama junta boarding Air Force One as they steal off on a junket to Africa. The $100 million three-nation excursion with him and his wife will airlift 56 support vehicles. It's enough to make you sick. IRS, you cannot believe the story. The IRS sent refunds of $46 million to 24,000 illegal aliens at one address. I swear to God. The Chinese communists, those kind and gentle creatures, are killing large breed dogs. Chinese police squads are sweeping through the capital city, taking away collies, golden retrievers from their owners, and executing them, selling them to the food market. Wait till they take over America. Where is Snowden? Well, he sure snowed us. But you know what? He did us a favor. We all found out we're subject to being spied upon by Big Sis and her gang. How about fun? 9 celebrities who aren't aging well. Yeah, that's always fun to look at them. Anyone who ages worse than you do is always a good picture. It's on MichaelSavage.com. And look, you could get very, very agitated. People feel the country is being stolen from them, ripped out from under their feet by these gangsters. I mean, they call themselves gangsters. It's their own words. McCain et al. Called themselves the Gang of Eight. What should we conclude, that they're not a gang? It's a gang with more power than any, let us say, I almost said criminal gang, but I don't know the difference. They have more power than a criminal gang in the sense that they have a U.S. Army and CIA and NSA behind them. They have more power than any criminal gang in the country, and they're robbing us of our heritage, or as I put it, our borders, language, and culture. And I don't think anyone has defined a nation better than I have. It applies to any nation on earth. When I started in radio, I was forced to define what a nation is. And, of course, every nation is different, but yet there are unification principles of unification or principles that apply to all nations or define all nations. And they were borders, language, and culture. So now you have these sellouts erasing our border with Mexico, diluting our language by making us into a permanent bilingual, if not trilingual, nation, and erasing our culture because those who are coming here do not know what our culture is, refuse to learn what our culture is. You hear the nerve of them telling us they're going to have to learn English? I've been telling you for weeks, what does that mean? They're going to hire English police? They're going to go around and knock on the door and ask them to speak in English? Are you crazy? No one takes these clowns on. Without my keen brain and my satire, I'd be dead a long time ago. I would have rolled over a long time ago. You say, well, what good is it? It's futile if you're going to give up. No, the world isn't going to disappear. Rome was once broken in two by the barbarians. Now, did Rome disappear? Well, Rome disappeared as an empire, but there's still a Roman people. There's still Italy, mainly a nation made up of tribes. So we're just being overrun by a number of tribes from Mexico. The Mayans and the descendants of the Aztecs are now running over America. And instead of our leaders catering to the indigenous people who came illegally and built the country, the corrupt, degenerate politicians, this is the part that amazes me. What do they constitute, 7% of the electorate? And yet the politicians speak as though that's the future of America. You have to cater, what, not to the 93%, but to the 7%? That's unbelievable to me. And by the way, in all of this, where is the black leadership? Where are those fraudsters in the so-called Congressional Black Caucus? Because the people are going to be hurt the worst by this flood of illegal aliens, you guessed it, are the African-American people who are going to be knocked out of the low-end jobs if they have any at all. Or the ones who want to get out of poverty and want to move into the working class, forget about it. They're not going to be able to do so. It just shows you what these groups are worth. They're nothing. They're guilds to advance their own, to feather their own nests. They don't represent blacks any more than the Hispanic caucus represents the Hispanics, any more than Boehner represents the so-called European tribes who built this nation, if you want to put it in those terms. 855-407-282 is the Savage Nation. Nobody knows the subject as well as I do. I mean, others are doing a fine job. They really are. I'm not trying to diminish anybody else. This is a job for everybody. But there's no, it's futile. It's over. It's futile. You've got the Gang of Eight who should be in prison. They should be arrested immediately. U.S. Marshals should arrest Lindsey Graham, Rubio, Schumer, and the rest of them and put them in prison for catering to illegal aliens who are here illegally, instead of catering to the American people saying no. But you hear what the story is, right? Yes, indeed. Of course, there is no opposition, as you well know. There's a single-party system with a mock two-party system. We've had an oligarchy in this country for as long as I can remember, but in the past, the oligarchy had certain firewalls on it. The oligarchy would not do anything that was not in the interest of national security. They just wouldn't. Maybe some would, but they would have been arrested by the FBI and probably put away for a long time. Now the oligarchy is the FBI. Now the oligarchy owns the NSA. There's no independent FBI, no independent NSA, no independent Justice Department. We have an oligarchy. Oligarchy. And so Obama and the junta is on a junket to Africa on a $100 million trip. Not a word. Not a peep. Not a word. Not a peep. Peep, 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 peep. So what can one man do? What am I supposed to do? Get excited over this? I've been doing this for 19 years. I've watched the ship go down. I feel like I'm on the back end of the Titanic. And all we're doing is playing a symphony on the back of the Titanic as it goes down. Some of us will survive and come back up from underwater. It will not be America again. Never. You will never see America again. Never. What are they going to do, empty the prisons of the 30% of illegal aliens? 30% of all prisoners are illegal aliens who came here not to work, but to kill, murder, rape, drive drunk and run people over. Are they going to release them from the prisons? What are they doing here? You see, I mean, what are they doing here? How can this have happened in our lifetime when the Republicans allegedly have a majority in the House of Representatives? Now it'll go to the House and there'll be a lot of hue and cry, a great deal of sound and fury. Can they stop the dictatorship that has emerged in the White House and in the Senate? I don't know. Is it about race, though? Why do you oppose amnesty for illegal aliens? I have to ask, is it racial or not? You know, I have to ask you. You want to be honest with me or not? Can anyone here say it's not about race? The phone number here is 855-400-7282. Why do you oppose amnesty for illegal aliens? Is it racial? 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, or you're being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. The IRS has released new programs where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe, or qualify for other special programs. Authority Tax Services expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-635-3025. 800-635-3025.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's top acne system because it works. So stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Proactiv heals your acne and helps prevent new breakouts. We're looking for 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv risk-free and get free shipping. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7671. That's 1-800-583-7671.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is one of the biggest weeks in the history of the high court. And I hope that they're not really as high as they look. And I hope that they're not all high on medical marijuana or other drugs. Because it's one thing after another. After I saw what Rogers did with Obamacare, I feel it's all over anyway. I feel somebody got something on him, God knows who or what. But now that we know about the NSA spying, God only knows what they have on Roberts, if anything. You know, it could be something, right? Because he turned and voted with all the Democrats and slammed socialized medicine down our throats. But this week, there are 11 decisions coming up. Affirmative action. Well, they pushed it back down to the circuit court. They wouldn't vote on it, even though we know that affirmative action is totally unconstitutional. How about same-sex marriage? That's coming up this week, too. It starts today. It started today. It ends at the end of the week. 11 new cases. 11 new cases. New limits on affirmative action. Affirmative action dispute is the court's longest pending case. And the case involves that of a young white woman who was rejected to the University of Texas because she's white. They accepted people of Hispanic or black background, or ethnicity rather, with far lower qualifications or grades or whatever. And she got mad. She said, this is a violation of my rights. And it's true. Her civil rights were violated. They refused to see that today. And the court sidestepped the affirmative action case. They wouldn't hear it. So the fact of the matter is, white people have been told to sit in the back of the bus. White people have been told it's your turn to ride in the back of the bus. The court will also rule this week on the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Voting Rights Act. That's another one. The vote on the gay marriage will come up. Two gay marriage cases are the first the court has ever considered. You know what they're going to do with that. Mr. Roberts, anyone? And the other case in that is the U.S. Defense of Marriage Act, known as DOMA, which denies federal benefits to legally married same-sex couples. That's going to happen. There are several other cases this week. It's a very big deal. It's an incredible week to be in the media if you're focused on the political world, as I am. It's going to be a very big week. And just as I needed a vacation, just as I thought I was going to get out for a few days, they pulled me back in. The lie that is coming out is that everyone wants this. No, they don't. It's big business, and the Democrat Party will benefit forever. There will never be another Republican elected. Now, why the Republicans would go along with it is quite astonishing. It's the end of the Republican Party forever. So Lindsey Graham is basically, and the others, you can't call them rhinos, call them Benedict Arnolds to their own party, to their own country. You can understand they sold out the country because there is no country to men like them. They have no country. They're men without a country. But to sell out their own party, they never get to get elected again. You mean you take an illegal alien and you say, I like you, I'm making you a citizen, they're going to vote for you? Are you crazy? That makes no sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense. It's because they've been smeared off by the lobbyists, in my opinion. They have nothing to do with compassion, nothing at all, nothing. It's unbelievable to me how they say they're going to have to learn English to become a citizen. So what now? Obama's going to create, let's see, we have Obamacare. We have a new department called DHS from Bush, the Bush era. God knows what they do other than plot to take over America and take away your guns. So now what, we're going to have Department of English Services, the DES. Maybe they could create a new division for Obama to run, the Department of English Services. And they could hire 30,000 agents to go and knock on doors and see if you know English. It's possible. After all, anything's possible with a government of idiots. It's not clownish. It's not idiocy anymore. It's beyond that. This is very dangerous. This is now beyond funny. This is pure, unadulterated treason and so dangerous. Snowden is nothing compared to Lindsey Graham. Snowden is nothing compared to John McCain. Nothing. They're far greater traitors, in my opinion, than Snowden is. So I have to ask you, why do you oppose the amnesty for illegals? Is it racial? I mean, ask yourself that question in the mirror. You look at Hispanics working in restaurants, for example, or doing lawns. Is it racial? Do you fear them because they're a different race than you? Why do you oppose them? You have to ask yourself that question. You must. You have to ask it. And I mean, I want to vent this out on the, I want people to vent this on this show. Be honest with me and with everyone else. Okay, so let's start with Tony in Fort Myers, Florida. Tony, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation on the amnesty for 50 million illegal aliens.
Hey, Michael, thank you. I just wanted to say one thing and then ask your opinion on something. For me, it's absolutely an economic issue. I think that the influx of cheap labor will be devastating.
Who will it be? Meaning, who will lose the most from the influx of cheap labor? Who loses the most?
Well, and it goes to my second point. What I find astonishing and perplexing is that, for instance, the Congressional Black Caucus is not fighting this because I think the demographic that will suffer the most will be blacks, especially blacks.
Well, every study says that the poorest people will suffer the most, poor whites and poor blacks. But the Congressional Black Caucus does not represent the interests of poor black people. It represents, in my opinion, their own interests. It represents only the interests of the Congressional Black Caucus. That's how I see it. You know, the phrase itself is offensive to me. If I saw the Congressional White Caucus, what would that say? It's like a Ku Klux Klan. So how is the Congressional Hispanic Caucus or the Congressional Black Caucus or the Congressional Gay Caucus or whatever, how is it possible that a country can even survive any more of this shenanigans? Okay, I'm gonna get angry, and I don't want to get angry. I told you, the only way I can go forward in radio from here forward, those of you who have listened to me for 19 years, I've gotten older on the air. I mean, let's be clear. My voice is as good as it was 19 years ago, if not better. My delivery is better. My punches are harder. I'm Babe Ruth now. See, I'm now Babe Ruth, not Joe DiMaggio. I don't have to knock it out of the park and run around the bases. I can walk around the bases. I can knock them out of the park and walk around the bases. So don't expect me to just get inflamed for the sake of getting inflamed and get you upset. There are people in the business who have to do it because they've still not gotten to first base in terms of radio. I don't need to get to first base, and you don't need to me to get crazy. I can do it, but I don't want to do it because I won't last. And I want to do this as long as I can do it, as long as it's still enjoyable. But the issues have become so terrible. The culture of America has so degenerated so rapidly. The culture, including the White House, has so degenerated, I'm astonished that we still have a country at all. Where is the country? Where is America? How do you define America? What, they fly a flag at the White House on July 4th? That's a country? Where is the nation? Where's borders? Where's language? Where's culture? Where? And, you know, on another issue, which I really want to touch on Snowden, because I thought of something over the weekend. I said, wait a minute, we're hearing Snowden's a traitor from the traitors in the government media complex. The traitors in the government media complex are calling Snowden the traitor, right? So I said, wait a minute. 35 years ago, Daniel Ellsberg did the same exact thing. He stole the Pentagon Papers, and he's been lionized and turned into a hero. Remember Daniel Ellsberg? He wasn't chased around the world. Even though he turned on a Democrat regime, he turned on the Johnson administration over the Vietnam War. And I thought about that, and I said, where's Daniel Ellsberg on this? He did almost exactly what Snowden did. Almost exactly, but he was lionized. This one has turned into a traitor. So I looked up Daniel Ellsberg. You're not going to believe what I found over the weekend. I discovered that Daniel Ellsberg of the Pentagon Papers originally was invited all over the media about the Snowden case. And Ellsberg didn't do what they thought he would do. He didn't call him a traitor. Ellsberg said he's actually a hero, and Ellsberg was never heard from again in the media.
Savage.
Privacy, a thing of the past. Right, it's shocking, but true. Privacy in America, virtually dead. We now know the government's NSA agency has been snooping on search engines, social networks, even private cell phone calls, all in the name of national security. Yeah, right. Well, what's next? Mind police? And when it comes to financial privacy, forget about it. That's why, listen to me, I turned to gold. It's one of the last remaining forms of private wealth on Earth. But my friends at Swiss America tell me all gold is not created equal. So if your financial privacy is important to you, call Swiss America today for their free right to own gold report at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Find out if you own the right type of gold that's invisible to prying government snoops before this window of opportunity slams shut. Right now you can own gold. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Get in on it now. Stand up for your rights. Get the right to own gold report free before your privacy becomes a thing of the past. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. One person has been killed, another critically injured in a shooting today in San Francisco's Hunter Point neighborhood. Police say a man and woman were shot while sitting at a bus stop at West Point and Middle Point Drives around 1 p.m. The man who created the hit sitcom Family Ties has passed away. The New York Times reports Gary David Goldberg died of brain cancer in Montecito on Saturday, just days before his 69th birthday. And the Chicago Blackhawks rallied with 2 goals and 17 seconds in the last minute and a half to beat the Boston Bruins 3-2 and win the Stanley Cup championship. Taking a look at the roadways. Eastbound, make that westbound, 580 Seminary Avenue in Oakland. Car rolled over. It's off to the right shoulder, but look out for some delays. Getting word of a stall on the Altamont Pass. Eastbound, 580 North Flint. It's a truck that's got the right lane blocked. And northbound, 101 Central San Rafael, have a two-car crash on the on-ramp. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24-7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Hi, everybody. This is your friend, Geraldo Rivera. I'd love you to listen to me now. The victims of the Oklahoma tornadoes are in need of our help. MyPillow and the Salvation Army want to make an impact. So during the month of June, for every pillow purchased at a discounted price, MyPillow will donate one to the victims of this natural disaster. MyPillow pillows are the best in the world. They don't lose their shape. You get a 10-year warranty, so get a great product and help our friends in Oklahoma. Go to WABCRadio.com. That's right, WABCRadio.com, and click on the Cumulus My Pillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. That's 800-295-1232. Don't wait. WABCRadio.com and click on the Cumulus My Pillow banner or call them at 800-295-1232. Help a fellow American today.
Coming up on the next morning show, the pending immigration bill. We'll tear it apart on a ticked off Tuesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and the crew, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
What it is a screwing of the American people for the sake of the lobbyists and those who want cheap labor and for cheap votes for the Democrats. The Republicans do not exist. There's been a lot of talk about immigration reform. One of these deals involves 700 miles of fence and more border agents. But we know that's a lie. We know it's double talk from the government. Joining us now from the Washington Times is Stephen Deenan, who's been keeping a very close watch on this problem. Stephen Deenan, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Oh, thanks. Good to be here.
There's a lot of talk about the border fence deal. What's all the talk about when we found out that at the last minute they put a rider in which gives Janet Napolitano the right to veto it?
So the big issue for immigration is border security right now, and that's sort of been the Achilles heel of the bill the last couple of times it came through in 2006 and 2007 when Congress wasn't able to get anything done. This time around, lawmakers vowed they wouldn't let that happen, and they would actually put in real stiff border security to try and get past that hurdle. The bill, as it came to the Senate floor, had some goals for building more fencing and for giving new technology to the Border Patrol. A lot of lawmakers, Republicans in particular, thought that wasn't enough, and they insisted that that you have more stiffer border security as a trigger before you actually get illegal immigrants legalized, and more importantly, before illegal immigrants get on the green card on the path to citizenship here 10 years down the road or so. So late last week, they wrote an amendment that would add 20,000 new Border Patrol agents to the southwest border, and it would require that a total of 700 miles of pedestrian fencing be built along the border. So those are the two big new additions there. The real question is whether that gets people where they want to go, whether that's enough to stop illegal immigration, and whether, first of all, whether it's counterproductive or productive, and whether the government can afford it. So a whole bunch of different questions about exactly where that leaves you. I guess I take them one at a time. The fencing is a very interesting subject because we started off in 2006 with the Secure Fence Act that called for 700 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border to be walled off with double-tier fencing. This is the sort of thing, San Diego actually has triple-tier fencing for the most part, but this is the sort of thing where you have layers of fencing and a high-speed access road in between them so that once somebody crosses the first fence, there are Border Patrol agents there in their cars, and they can see somebody crossing. Basically, you get somebody caught in between those two fences as they're trying to cross, and the Border Patrol can go get them. That's what the bill in 2006 called for. A year later, though, Congress came back and said, well, we're going to give Homeland Security leeway. They get to decide how much and what type of fencing they build. And so, of course, the department took that leeway, and to date we only have about 350 miles of it's about 325 miles of single-tier fencing, 25 miles of double-tier or more fencing, and then the rest of that, about 300 miles, is just vehicle barriers, which any pedestrian can get through and wildlife can get through. That's only to keep vehicles from barreling across the border. So essentially that boils down to we had a promise of 700 miles of double-tier fencing. Here we are 7 years later, and we have at best, about a quarter of what we were told we would have. Lawmakers have come back and said, this time we're going to be serious. We're actually going to build not the full double-tier fencing, but 700 miles of single-tier pedestrian fencing.
Where does the Republican Party stand on the border security provision right now? Isn't this causing a divide, or is it a fake divide?
Yeah, it's a really good question. What you're seeing is a division between those who believe that there are some who are looking for a reason to support the underlying bill. They are very eager to be able to say they voted for an immigration bill, and those are the folks who have written this latest amendment here, the latest border security amendment to boost Border Patrol and boost fencing. They say that they're convinced that this will get the border secure and convince Americans there won't be another wave of illegal immigration coming up down the pike. The folks on the other side of the debate, the other Republicans, say, well, you're still talking about amount of money. You're still talking about investments, not about actual results. And this has always been the division. Democrats have insisted that the one thing that happens is that illegal immigrants get legalized and get a pathway to citizenship. Your listeners have certainly heard the talk about triggers and what the triggers are. That's a question of, okay, at some point along the way, in order to force the government to follow through on its border security promises, basically not to have a repeat of that 2006 Secure Fence Act when Congress came a year later and undid it, in order to force everybody to go along, we're going to require that you actually meet certain border security goals before we give illegal immigrants the full pathway to citizenship. The question is, what are those triggers? Democrats have wanted those triggers to be fairly easy so that it's a guarantee that the path to citizenship happens for illegal immigrants. Republicans have been on both sides of that issue. The latest border security amendment it does stiffen the amount of money that Homeland Security has to spend, but it still doesn't require actual results. It's still a matter of inputs of, we'll spend this money to put this many agents there, we'll spend this money to put this much fencing there, but it doesn't require that you actually show a reduction in illegal immigration by a certain amount, which is what a number of the Republicans want. So, as you said, there's a very real division within the Republican Party there. The folks who are backing this latest amendment, they're the ones who believe that it's important to have an immigration immigration bill passed almost no matter what. And so they say that this border security gives them confidence to be able to pass it. The folks on the other side say, no, we don't believe that that we have to pass something at the sake of everything. They want to see a very stiff, actual measurable metrics.
I mean, let's be clear. This is not really a good plan. The chances of this achieving the goal of regulating immigration while also eliminating illegal immigration is near zero. So who are they fooling?
So let's take the border security stuff specifically. I spent the last few days calling all the analysts and experts I know, and I know a lot of them after covering this for 10 years, and I couldn't find a single person who's familiar with the border who said, yes, adding those agents and that fencing is going to be worth the money and is going to get us where we want to get. And you have no further to look other than the analysis by the Congressional Budget Office last week. These are the nonpartisan folks who evaluate every bill that comes through Congress. And they actually said that the bill may be good for the American economy, but it will not reduce illegal immigration by more than 25%. So essentially, if your illegal immigration right now is 400,000 a year, let's say, in the future, when this bill is fully implemented 10 years from now, you're still going to have 300,000 people arriving illegally each year. And interestingly, CBO said the problem is not necessarily the border. The problem is the interior, where most of those new illegal immigrants are going to be coming through the guest worker programs that we set up, either the ones we already have or the new ones we set up, and they're going to overstay their visas, which is about where nearly half of current illegal immigrants come. That number will be even, or the percentage will be even higher in the future. So the main issue that all these experts say is you have to get to the interior. You have to deal with enforcement. And there, the immigration agents actually say this bill weakens current enforcement. So if that all is true, then I think it's tough to argue that this bill is going to end illegal immigration. It may cut down with the new border agents and whatnot. It may actually cut down on future illegal immigration, but it certainly isn't going to end it. And if you believe CBO, within 10 years, we're going to have a population of another 7 million illegal immigrants here, which essentially begins the next wave that we're going to find ourselves legalizing in another 10 or 15 years.
Can you explain the waivers agreement and the power this gives to Big Sis Napolitano?
Yeah, these waivers have been a real touchy issue for all sides. And we have a history of writing waivers into the immigration laws because when you're talking about millions and millions of people coming legally and illegally every year and some of those applying for legal status, one-size-fits-all policy is really tough to write. But there's no question that this bill gives even more waivers to the Homeland Security Department. There's some question as to whether the Secretary can actually waive building any of the new fences, exactly like we did in 2007 when Congress undid the Secure Fence Act the year before and gave the Homeland Security Department waiver authority. You know, for your listeners, they're certainly familiar with it's not exactly waiver authority, but it's very much along those same lines. The most recent, I call them the non-deportation policies that the President, President Obama and Napolitano have enacted over the last 3 years, basically carving out huge sections of illegal immigrants who are no longer eligible for deportation, even though the laws say they should be deported or removed from the country. But the department has said they're not priority folks, so we're just going to give them a pass. Here you go. Show this card, and you won't be deported. The issue with waivers is that it gives the secretary or the president, depending on who's exercising them, the ability to ignore what the intent of Congress was. And in this case, the intent of Congress is pretty clearly to say, we don't want another wave of illegal immigrants here in the future. But if you give the Homeland Security Secretary the authority to waive building parts of the fence, the authority to waive and allow folks to stay even if they violated the criminal parts of the law that should say they are eligible for deportation, not for legalization, those are the sorts of waivers that make people up here in Congress very wary. So this is a classic battle. You don't want a one-size-fits-all policy because there are humanitarian cases and there are tough cases. The problem is that when you have an administration that believes that, you know, 11 million of those cases are humanitarian or tough cases, well, then you're talking about waiving almost all of the law itself.
Two-part question. Which business groups are pushing these bad bills for cheap labor? And why would the unions be pushing this if it undercuts union workers?
Yeah, there's a big gamble going on by both sides here, by both unions and businesses. The businesses are betting that they can get continue to get access to relatively inexpensive labor, in particular through the future guest worker programs. And unions are saying they, first of all, want the current illegal population legalized, because that way that illegal population is no longer competing at lower wages for jobs. And they want to make sure, their big argument is they don't want a lot of new guest workers coming in. I've been told, actually, that there are two different sections in the bill, one place where there are two different versions of the same guest worker program. One was written by unions, the other was written by the businesses, and they're both in there basically because they couldn't agree on which one to do, so they both got their way. And so now the unions can point to their program and say, we have tight controls. The businesses can point to the version they wrote and said, yeah, well, we're going to get all of our folks in. And so both sides claim victory. Only one of those can be right, and we'll know here, if the bill passes, we'll probably find out in 5 or 6 years whether the businesses were right and they get their cheap labor, or whether the unions were right and they boost American wages, at the expense of a free flow of labor across the borders.
Now, what are the chances of this actual passing the full Senate and the full House?
The chance that it passes the Senate, I'd say, are good. The chance that this bill passes Congress as a whole, I'd say, are close to zero. The House Republicans can't accept this bill. And if anything, the last weeks of worth of activity up here, where you have a giant 1,200-page new version dropped on lawmakers, though they say it's only 119 pages of new language, but the problem is that all that language works in context with everything else, so everybody has to go through 1,200 new pages of legislation here in 3 days. Folks are voting today on something that they're not necessarily as familiar with it as they should be. That's the sort of thing that's going to anger House Republicans. It reminds them of Obamacare. It reminds them of the cap-and-trade legislation that came through the House. These are the sorts of things that are going to make Republicans step back and take a closer look at everything and decide they want to go their own way. And they're already headed in that direction. So it's safe to say that this bill, as written right now, is not going to come out of Congress. Whether anything comes out of Congress, right now I'd say it's probably still 50-50. The House Republicans are going to go through, and they're going to put probably a pretty stiff enforcement bill, maybe with with some guest worker provisions. And, the big question is whether they do any legalization at all over there for DREAM Act kids, or whether they just forget legalization all around and put only a guest worker and enforcement bill on the floor. Then, we're back to where we were in 2006 when the Senate had a legalization bill that actually did pass the Senate that year. The House had an enforcement bill that passed, and they didn't even bother to go to conference on it because they were so different. We could be headed for that exact same situation right now.
Stephen, where can we read more?
WashingtonTimes.com.
Stephen Dinan, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
My pleasure.
All of this can be discovered in my incredible book, Trickle Down Tyranny. There's a whole chapter on the immigration scam. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Single Christians, good news. ChristianMingle.com has nearly 7 million registered members, more than 2 million new members in the past year alone. Every day, members send more than 100,000 messages. I sent one of those messages and met my beautiful wife. That's good news. Join today and find God's match for you. Sometimes we wait for God to make the next move when God is saying it's your time to act. The next move is yours. Joining is easy and free. Join ChristianMingle.com today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, and I'm here to talk to you about my hair's lifesaver, Ovation Cell Therapy. It is summertime, and it is hot, hot, hot out there. Maybe you're going swimming in a pool or jumping off a boat into the bay. Either way, those are both bad for your hair. The chlorine or the salt, either way, you're going to dry it out. It's going to be broken, dry, brittled, and damaged, and you need to restore it. And Ovation Cell Therapy is exactly the way to do it. They have a three-step process that can take your hair from broken, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair just within the first couple of washes. And I have watched a drastic change with my hair over the last year, and you can too. It's easy to get as well. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer. How easy is that? For better hair, you even get a discount. It's ovationhair.com and select KSFO at checkout. You'll get a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. In Arizona, the people had enough of the Mexicans running over the border with drugs, eating their schools alive like locusts, breaking their hospitals over their knees. So they passed a law requiring evidence of citizenship when they voted. U.S. Supreme Court threw that out. They said drop dead to Arizona. So this is a proof of citizenship law, which, by the way, is a requirement in every European country. Here's the irony. The liberal EU requires proof of citizenship in order to vote in countries. But here in America, the illegitimate Supreme Court overrode states' rights and said, drop dead, you have no right to look for citizenship. 7-2 now. This was not a split decision. 7-2. So what does this mean to you? It means the country is over for at least 100 years. Now, let me explain why I say it. New York was a Democrat stronghold for 100 years. It was run by Tammany Hall out of New York City. It was the most corrupt city in the world. It was worse than any other city in the world on earth. The Democrats ran everything out of a building called Tammany Hall, where patronage jobs were given out, etc. And it was a one-party system for 100 years. And it only ended when a Republican named Fiorello LaGuardia, a populist Republican, beloved by all because he was an honest man who didn't steal any money, became mayor. He cleaned up Tammany Hall, and that was the end of the Tammany Hall control over New York City. But for 100 years, the city was controlled by one party. Now, what does it have to do with today? Well, let me explain how that happened. That happened because New York was being flooded with Eastern European immigrants, Italians, Irish, Jews, Poles, Czechs. They came in the floods by millions. And the demagogues were quick to understand that if they spoke a little Gaelic, or they spoke a little Yiddish, or they threw in an Italian word here, and a little graft there, here's some graft, there's some graft everywhere, some graft, graft, they could control the city forever. And they did, through Tammany Hall. So the Italians, Irish, Jews, and others voted only Democrat. Only Democrat, there was no such thing as a Republican. What's happening now with the Hispanics, primarily those from Mexico, is they're replacing the Eastern European immigrant, and that system of corruption, graft, exploitation of the poor is going to now escalate to a level you cannot understand, not even comprehend, rather. The head of the junta is on a junket to Africa. He should be arrested for what he's doing. $100 million family trip for him and his family? That's robbery. It's stealing. It's bankrupt. It's unbelievable to me. In a legitimate nation, there'd be a million people in the street demanding to be thrown out of office. And even Hispanics oppose amnesty for illegals. They don't want them here. WABC, Brian, why do you oppose amnesty for illegal aliens?
Hi, good evening, Dr. Savage. Up here in the Northeast, I work for the trades. I work in the electrical field. And it's not only the Mexican and Muslim persuasion that you're seeing. You're seeing a large variety of European, as in Russian, Polish, and they come here. No one really mentions much about them, but they're very illegal, and they do very shoddy work, and somehow this work is signed off and passed on in many scenarios.
Well, what do you mean, as tradesmen?
As tradesmen, yes. And that's going to be another major...
I only hire American workers. I will not hire illegal aliens to do any kind of serious work. Do you know that under the EEOC, that gangster group, the EEOC, the gangster lawyers who work for Obama, do you know that you're not allowed to ask employees if they have any records of being criminals? You can't do a criminal background check on employees anymore in America? So you ask yourself, where does this end? How does this work? It's very simple how it works. The people who have anything will wind up living in gated communities with private security guards, sort of like in Brazil, behind 30-foot walls as in Portugal. Remember, Portugal was once a great empire. You don't realize that. Who remembers Portugal anymore? They once ruled the world. And when I started in radio, I'll never forget it, in 1994, I said America will become like Portugal in my lifetime. Well, I was roundly criticized by the lesser lights in the media. They didn't know what I was talking about. Oh, Portugal. They didn't understand what I was saying. The haves in Portugal live behind 30-foot walls that are 3 foot thick, with armed guards at every house of people who have anything, because the have-nots want to take it away from them. And there's basically no centralized central government that can support them. So America is now losing a sense of security because of the wreckage of our national security under Obama in particular. It started with Clinton. It went into first gear under Clinton. Right now we have zero representation. We have two fraudulent parties. The Democrats are 100% Democrat Socialist Party. They are the Democrat Socialist Party USA. The Republicans are a liberal Democrat Party. There's almost no Republican Conservative Party whatsoever. There's maybe 5-10 people who represent any conservatism in this country. As far as nationalism, tell me who represents nationalism. Name one senator who represents borders, language, and culture. Name one who's ever mentioned borders, language, and culture. They don't even know what it means.
Savage.